This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Unsettle is a multi-arts residency at the Queensland Museum, held by Digi Youth Arts. So young people are mentored by established Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists, and they will create works in response to cultural heritage collections. And the art forms that we've looked at so far are street art and theatre, and we have film, music, dance and visual art to go.
Beautiful. So I know you're a writer and director. Anthropology, what is that and how's that connected to Unsettled?
So we just finished the theatre component of Unsettle, and that involved 18 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people working with myself and stage manager Lavon to create a theatre show in response, in particular to cultural and histories collections all around the world, but in specifically the Queensland Museum because that's what we explored. So in March, we had some young people come through the Cultures and Histories collection, and they kind of examined how the Cultures collections held their own cultural material from either their country or people that they knew, depending on the museum or where they're from, and then how in the Histories collection there were different types of representations of Aboriginal people that weren't necessarily made by Aboriginal people. And so from that, the young people kind of came up with ideas about how they wanted to tell, I guess, the history of museums in general through, I guess, Indigenous people's eyes. And one of the things that was important to them is, I guess, the issue around the repatriation of our ancestors' human remains home. And so we looked at, I think it was 1970s around then, was when museums were still, I guess, the last lot of human remains were acquired into museums based on the research that we had. And so we kind of set the play in 1973, 1974, and it was two things. It was looking at, I guess, the role of anthropology in museums, which is why the title Anthropology came about, and it was also looking about how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have impacted change within the museum sector, both by being people who work on the inside, but also the people who, I guess, inquired and found out about what was in museums on the outside. So we were really looking at how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have impacted cultural and heritage collections, because that's ultimately what these young people are doing. And I think in particular, we kind of, throughout the story, we kind of asked the question about the privileging of history in some of our institutions. Both of our young people are Indigenous. They just understood immediately when we went through these spaces what the issues were, but what the future and what the possibility could be. It was really important to, I guess, not only just highlight the issues, but talk about what the future could be, because that's what ultimately they wanted to talk about.
So anthropology, I'm reading in the press kit here that it draws on complex relationships between cultural institutions and Indigenous peoples. Can you share, go in depth a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think so. In that story that we told, there were two narrators, and one narrator was aptly titled History. And I guess it looked at the prominent discourse around history, and that's, I guess, a very white or Western history. And then there was an additional narrator, which was storyteller, and that person kind of reflected the alternative stories. And in this particular case, it was the black history associated with museums in Australia. And so the relationship that these two narrators had with one another was able to convey that complex relationship. Because those, like, museums are really interesting spaces. So we take young people in the collection. So I suppose what you see on museums on the floor can sometimes only be 1% of what's in collection. So when we go back of house and we go into, say, the Indigenous cultures store, there's thousands of objects that are, you know, more than objects because they are cultural heritage. And in those spaces, the reactions that the young people have all in one moment can be one of, you know, sadness, but also one of pride and one of survival. And there's just that mixed reaction to when we're in those situations. So to try and convey that through a story was really, really important to us, because it is a difficult space and they have complex histories when you look at the fact that repatriation still needs to happen. And is happening, sorry, as we speak. So these issues were just a chance for the young people to discuss that, but also a chance for them to to learn and start thinking about how they want to use these institutions in their own arts practice in the future as well.
Wow, so learning from that space and then sharing with the world.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do, and they did such an amazing job, as I'm sure you could imagine. It was probably, the play itself was 80% a comedy and 20% getting to the heart of the issue and just highlighting. I think they compared and contrast, you know, urban Aboriginal people with anthropologists to kind of highlight that there were a lot of similarities, even though when some anthropologists were perhaps studying people in the 70s, it was seen as othering. So they managed to cover a lot of really great issues and really quickly. But I think if you put, you know, 18 emerging Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander theatre makers in a room and give them agency to tell their own story in a different perspective, they are going to come up with something that amazing.
Mm-hmm. Magic, that's what it is. Amazing.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about how your culture is depicted in museums around the world?
I feel very similarly to the young people involved. And, you know, part of, I get to work at the museum as well. So, you know, there's a really special moment that I get to share with groups of people or individuals when I take them through. My job is to connect community to collections. So there's really amazing moments where I get to sharing someone's cultural heritage with them, you know. And so I'll take them through and I'll show them like a 100-year-old shield or headdress from where they're from. And they're really, really special moments that for me are an absolute privilege. And for that person, you know, they're so grateful to even be able to see that. But it is sort of layered with questions around why those objects are there. And I guess those questions are linked to colonisation, which is why the project was ultimately called Unsettle, because it is exploring, or it is trying to start the process or continue the process, because we've had so many amazing people work at the museum before, is to continue the process of decolonising those spaces for our people.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lethea.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.